There you are, sitting quietly by the creek's edge, and the next second, the movie of a visit to your very formal grandmother starts playing. She was very educated and a Christian Scientist who ended up dying from her heart filling with water because she wouldn't go to the doctors. I'm guessing the prayers and wishes weren't enough, and likely a cheap water pill would have saved her life. She lived in Elizabeth, New Jersey, in a pretty stone Cape Cod home with another older couple. When we visited, we always wore our Sunday best, were on our best behavior, and went to church, the Mary Baker Eddy Reading Room. And there in detail, I was back in my Sunday school classroom. My grandmother was there with me when I saw April. She was a pretty little girl in third grade, just like me. Third grade, not pretty. I had seen her from across the street many times, but never had the nerve to say hi. So this was the first time I was going to be introduced to her. My grandmother was sitting on one of the chairs around the circle, and she began to introduce us. I guess I got a little too close to my grandmother's hair, which had perfume and hairspray on it, so it made me sneeze. Well, I must have had a bit of congestion, because a huge, thick green booger came out of one nostril and hung there, all the way down to my lip. It only took a few moments, but it seemed like an eternity, for my grandmother to dig through her pocketbook to find a tissue, to wipe my nose, since clearly my suit sleeve was not an option, and I was already wearing a sling on my left arm. So April was meeting this handicapped kid with a big green booger hanging out of his nose. What could I have done? What should I have done?